This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in about 15 minutes here, we're going to have Ron Branstner on the radio with us. He is a former Minuteman out of Arizona. I believe he also worked with Homeland Security as well. We'll get more of that information during the second and third segments up and coming. Up until that point, I wanted to highlight a post, another meme, going around on conservative sites. And, of course, on this meme, in this post, it's a picture of all those people that are coming in across the southern border. By the way, friends, I would have that you would at least ask yourself, be fair to the truth, and be not impartial or indifferent towards the truth, and ask yourself the question why it is that the President of the United States, when he's seen the pictures, when these people or these illegal immigrants were coming up to the southern border of the United States of America, where was the intel to tell him that that was coming? Because it's interesting, he said this is an invasion. Why did he wait until that point to say that this was an invasion? I mean, it was interesting after these alleged bombs that were sent over to the president's critics, which every one of them are criminals, literally before our constitutional republic and its enumerated laws, he was right there to defend those people. And he had the intel immediately after the CIA-controlled media reported their new propaganda that day. And it was also interesting to note, America, if you'd put this in parallel and think about what's going on here, he's the one telling you that the media is the enemy of the people, but yet when the media, the enemy of the people, began to propagandize more, he just jumped on the bandwagon instantaneously in their defense concerning George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Obama and Michelle Obama and Eric Holder and Maxine Waters and CNN. It's interesting how it works for them. People don't pay attention to that. Namely, they don't pay attention to the double talk going on. But rest assured, friends, that's exactly what's going on here. Back to this meme, this post that's on a live stream right now. It's a picture of all these illegals demanding, coming to the southern border, demanding charity from the American people. It says, imagine if these people marched on their own government and demanded change instead of marching towards ours and demanding charity. And I said, in reply, again, to their hypocrisies, and just imagine if the President of the United States would bring in that rule of law that he promised, you wouldn't be having this conversation in the first place, now would you? See how this works when you know the difference? Commander-in-chief has meaning and definition. When are the American people going to demand that? And furthermore, speaking of which, it's interesting because, friends, we have Hillary Clinton once again in the news. And guess what she's in the news for? She's in the news for actually endorsing a Muslim to run in the Georgia House of Representatives, District 97. And I put to that, and just think if the president would have kept his promise in prosecuting Hillary Clinton, we wouldn't be talking of her attempting to hand our country over to a people that mean to conquer the United States of America. But then again, America, you already know Hillary Clinton has taken how many millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars from foreign countries attempting to become the president of the United States of America. But she still has a free hand today to go ahead and do whatever she wants to do. You have to ask yourself a question, America. Where is your government to enforce the laws against those within? Also had a video, line upon line, precept upon precept, now going back to the illegals. Folks, don't play the fools concerning what's going on the southern borders. And again, don't forget about the northern borders. Because it's been your government that's been at work destroying your borders for years under NAFTA. I'm going to do a piece on this tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Don't forget it on sonsoflibertyradio.com. But again, don't play the fool, Americans, as to what's taking place here, because your government has been at work destroying your borders for years under NAFTA. And to further solidify the point, I want to play this video, which is about 2 minutes long. We just found out Tim Brown posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. Senate candidate Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke's aides busted funneling money to Honduran caravan members. Not only is it the mayors, folks, felons masquerading as mayors in the United States of America. Not only are they alluring them on your dime into the United States of America to destroy your country, but also keep in mind the present administration also signed a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill fully funding those people to come in and demand charity, America. But just think about it. Who's destroying who? America? We're doing it to ourselves. America will never be destroyed from the outside if we falter and lose our freedoms. It will be because we destroyed ourselves. In other words, friends, Numbers 32:23 comes to my aid. Your sin is finding you out. Nobody's destroying us, America, but what you and your toleration concerning those representatives that you call your said representatives, they're the ones destroying your country. Listen carefully. This is Project Veritas under James O'Keefe, confronting one of the aides that's funneling money to the Honduran caravan.
Jody, yeah. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas Action. How are you? Hi, we have your campaign staffers on tape admitting to using campaign money to pay for migrants. And I just have to ask you, we already have you on tape. This is your campaign workers. I'd like to get your comment, ma'am.
Thank you. I said no comment.
Well, this video is about to go public.
It just made me really concerned, because I know that we're using some of the campaign resources to help with the migrants, and I just didn't want anyone to get in trouble with that. I didn't want them to ask me any questions about people using resources.
Perhaps you have more, but I'm going to show you this. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm going to
show you. I told you about it. I have the messages to prove it.
Hey, folks. I got a question for you. Where's the enforcement of law concerning those that represent we the people? These are our representatives. Alluring these people into the United States of America, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to get a slap on the hand, and the American people are going to be appeased with it rather than throwing them in jail and sending the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Folks, what's happening in your country right now? What's happening in your country right now? It's so pre-planned from A to Z, it sickens me to the core. And the American people want to act like it's not happening. I often say, folks, I'm not talking about a third world country anymore. I'm talking about your own country. Look who's doing it. Mike Pence was on, Fox News the other day. And he had said that, you know, it's the Hondurans and the Democrats over there. Look what they're doing. Well, it's your job to enforce the laws against them unto judgment. And when you set the precedent, they're not going to be doing it. Teach them the fear of God to the American military. I mean, as if to suggest the veterans already didn't pay the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have today. What are you doing with it, America? Are you living for what they died for, both in the natural and in the spiritual? 2 Corinthians 5:15. I told my wife, I said, why am I the only one angry about what's going on? We act like we're not talking about our own country here. You're being plundered. I just highlighted the fact last week, friends, you got 90 Muslims in the United States of America. We have been inundated for 17 years by the CIA-controlled media telling us that our enemies, friends, the Muslims, are the ones that we need to worry about. And yet then we find that representatives are the ones alluring them into the United States of America. Now they're so emboldened to actually run for office so they can conquer you, America. You want to, should we just act like this isn't happening? Is that what we should be doing here? Because that's how the American people act, for the most part. And I said the most part. You have 325.7 million people that stand up in this country and say enough is enough. I'll tell you what, then enough is enough. But you have to first set the precedent. Sometime back, I was turned on to Ron Brantzner here. And I was doing an event in Wisconsin, and someone said, you need to hook up with Ron. And I said, well, who is he? And she said, he has a plethora of wisdom and knowledge concerning what's going on with the illegals in the United States of America and what's going on. And there's much more to it than just that. So without further ado, let me pull on Ron. Hello, Ron. How are you, my friend?
Good afternoon. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on again on such short notice. This is what happens. I'll get it two or three times, and then I respond to it, and it's like, we need to get this guy on the radio. And with that, we need to understand exactly what's going on. And I also understand that you took the time off of work right now for us, so we appreciate that. We have you for two segments, and what I want to do my best at right now is just to stand back and let you tell the people what's going on, not just in the state of Minnesota here, but also across the United States of America. And what is the driving force on migration, and that not only just locally, but also on a worldwide scale?
Well, that's a big subject, because if you take it from a worldwide scale, you're looking at the United Nations agenda. And if you read what the agenda states, the Agenda 21 from the United Nations, there are 17 different goals that they've implemented for every country to adhere to. And if you look at number goal, the number stated goal, number 11, it says the Inclusive Cities Resolution, or migration to the industrialized countries. So go on the computer, type in United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainability Goals, and you will see number 11 is the migration to industrialized countries. Now, when you look at that, they have been taking cheap labor from developing countries, bringing it to the United States for cheap labor and Europe and so on and so forth. But if you look at number 10 on the sustainability goals, you'll notice that that's the driving force. That's what they call the remittance program. So once you get these people from these developing countries to the industrialized countries, they don't really care if they're legal or illegal or how they get there. The goal is to use them as cheap labor. And once they get them here, they will then redistribute the wealth back to the developing countries so big businesses can go in there and buy up the land, because right now these countries, they can't sustain what they have now. So they're using our money to redistribute it back to their country. And this is all written in a contract, so it's not something that I'm stating. You can read about this. This is purely redistribution of wealth, taking from the industrialized countries, using cheap labor, crossing the borders. I mean, let's look at it this way. To give you an example. In 2003, the remittance program was at $111 billion, leaving the industrialized countries to go to the developing country. 15 years later, after the 17 goals have been put into place, it's now reached $586 billion of your taxpayer dollars money that's leaving the countries and going to the developing countries. The only way they can do this is they have to use migration as this driving force to pay for the sustainability in these countries. So the remittance program is now at $586 billion. Now, why does Mexico want this so bad, or the South American countries? The United States, in remittance program, as of this year, it reached its all-time high of $28 billion. We are, the taxpayer's money is leaving the United States, going to Mexico. In the last year, it went from $22 billion to $28 billion. In South America, it's now way past $62 billion. So right now, the United States is the second leading GDP for Mexico, gross domestic product. Mexico needs that money. They need the American money to cross back over the border. That's the only way to do it, is to bring in the many immigrants, because they're sending the dollars back home to their country.
That's right. That's right. I need to interject there, Ron. So are you telling me that what's taking place, because you see the media playing this out, and the politicians, namely, and the representatives in the current administration, acting as if they don't know what's going on here, when in fact, they're all the well in the know behind closed doors. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, yeah, they're totally behind. They're totally involved in this. You got the Chamber of Commerce. I sat with the Chamber of Commerce, and they're just 2 months ago here in Minnesota, and they were talking about, you know, we need more immigrants and refugees. And everybody in the room says we are losing businesses left and right. They said, but we need more. That's a driving force. Yes, the Chamber of Commerce behind it. The politicians are behind it. I mean, you think about, you know, what Trump says he wants to build that wall. That wall costs $18 billion. All you have to do is shut the remittance program off to Mexico, and Mexico paid for the wall because they get $26 billion. All they have to do is shut the money flow off to these developing countries, and you will not see the influx of immigrants to America as we see them today.
Yeah, because they're being allured, and there's no, really what it is, and this is what it comes to, and the American people and their short-term memories are the problem that we're having with this country. I was just highlighting during the first segment, Ron, that NAFTA, in the process of NAFTA and how they've been going back and forth with NAFTA. This has been going on for years, and it's been us funding this over and over and over again, an attempt to create one continent. And with that said, when you see the mayors in the United States of America, and what they do is they redefine the Constitution because the American people don't know it anyway. So what's the difference? If they don't know it, then corruption can do whatever they want to without consequence. And that's what's happening here. But they are alluring the illegals into the United States of America under the umbrella of the unconstitutional and illegal sanctuary cities. And then when we go back and we take a look at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was teed up for President Trump to sign just a couple months ago, that literally funds those illegals or immigrants coming into the United States. So why wouldn't they want to come? I mean, everything is all inclusive. I mean, from food to clothing to housing to schooling, it's all paid for. But the American people don't realize, Ron, they're the ones paying for their own demise here. What say you?
Well, that's correct. And how they're doing this is basically undercover, because what the federal government is doing is they're taking grant money and redistributing it to what they call stakeholders or 501c3s. And these 501c3s, these nonprofit organizations, are getting very lucrative money to be able to bring these people over here. And the government says, okay, we'll pay you this grant money as long as you do this. For example, the Refugee Resettlement Program. We know there are nine agencies called VOLOGs, the voluntary agencies, who are making $1.3 billion a year as of 2016. And they're doing the footwork for the federal government. And they say, the 501c3s, that they're doing it in the name of God or humanity, human rights.
Yep.
But yet it's the federal government that's paying for Luther's Social
that's
Services,
right.
97%.
Ron, let me just take a quick break here, Ron. That's exactly right, and that's what I want to get to right after this break, up and coming. Ron Branstner, friends, former Minuteman out of Arizona, highlighting what's going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with a series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking with Ron Brantner right now, and he is enlightening the American people to what we have been talking about for some time now. And you were just starting to hit on the 501c3 and the stakeholders and how the churches are basically selling out the truth for 30 pieces of silver. I can go ahead and pick up that last point, please.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, let's just take the nine bullets, take Luther Social Services. 97% of the money that they get to fund the refugee resettlement program comes from the federal government. Only 3% of that comes from donations. So you're seeing a very large percentage of the taxpayers' dollars that are being funneled through the 501c3s working for the federal government. And so the federal government says, well, we don't have any involvement in that. The stakeholders have taken over, but they're being funded by the federal government. So it's your taxpayers' dollars that are funding these programs. And the Volokhs, who are out of the nine, six of those are religious organizations. But did you know that these religious organizations, under the 1980s Refugee Resettlement Program, it states in there that these religious organizations are not allowed to proselytize. So I ask you, if they're what are they doing this for? Why would a religious organization go out and bring in, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of Muslims into the country if their goal is not to do what they were trying to do, a 501c3 to proselytize their religion? So if it isn't about proselytizing and it isn't about money, because they're getting the money from the federal government. It is about money, is what I meant to say.
Yes.
It has purely about money. Because it's not about humanitarianism, because they get their money from the federal government. 97% comes from the federal government. Your taxpayer dollars, there's nothing humanitarian about this. Absolutely nothing. Just as
fast really,
your...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just this past year, Catholic bishops decided to get on the refugee resettlement program because the Trump administration decided to drop the levels down to half of what they are. Why did they get out of that program? Because the money wasn't there anymore. So where's the humanitarianism? If this was purely about humanitarianism, why did they stay in this? Because the money wasn't there anymore.
That's right. That's right. Well, they've sold themselves out to the highest bidder is what they've done. I also know I did an article on this just some time ago. As a matter of fact, it was on the 29th of October. The American church is lending a helping hand in its own judgment and or destruction. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're selling themselves out in many ways to their own executioners or those that mean to dominate their country. I mean, it's as if to suggest it was like Judas when he sold out Jesus in Luke 22, verse 48. He sold him out. He kissed him and he sold him out with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver until he realized that that money wasn't good enough concerning what he just got done doing. So he ended up going and committing suicide. And that's exactly at length what happens when any person or nation and anything in between that begins to sell the truth out. And people are not paying attention to the fact that, you know, here in Minnesota, Ron, it's the Lutheran social services that are the ones selling out the people that I understand on a major scale in the state of Minnesota. And I can see this happening, and I see what's happening in Minnesota alone, and rest assured it's going to happen in your states as well, friends. But what we're seeing in Minnesota is an influx of, let me say, the migrants, or the immigrants, namely the Muslims, and we see them in Minneapolis, and we see them in Rochester, and we see them in Wilmer, we see them in St. Cloud. It's almost...
Hello?
That's exactly what we're hearing right now.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
you there, Ron?
I lost you for 10 seconds. You went out, so. Hello? Oh, there you are. Okay. I lost you for the last 10 seconds, so I didn't get to hear what you said the last 10 seconds. Are you there?
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Are you there?
Yep, we got three people talking right now. We got a bad connection. Go ahead and cut that if you would. Folks, what's happening? In your country, you're listening to Ron right now tell you that it's the federal been going on in your country for a long time. If you take time, and again, I'm going to hit this tomorrow on a full-scale level, friends, concerning NAFTA and what your government has been trying to do for the last, 30 and 40 and 50 years in the United States of America concerning the borders and attempting to tear down the borders to bring these people in. What a better way to do it? What a better way to do it? The folks, how many of these representatives do you trust? I just highlighted today, friends, that we have busted another one, a U.S. Senate candidate, Robert Francis Beto, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. His aide is busted talking about the money that they're funneling to the Honduran caravan members. And you're going to stand back, America, and let the vice president say, you know, this is what the Democrats over in the Honduran nation are doing. Is that good enough for you, America, when in fact you know who's responsible for it? You know who's luring them into the United States of America? Should we just all play stupid? Because for the most part, that's what the American people are doing in this country. And I want to tell you something to your own demise. You can rest. Hey, folks, this doesn't get more exacting than what I have been telling the American people concerning what my finger has been pointing at concerning the reference of the judgments of God in America, that they will come in, they will be made the head, and you will be made the tail. And guess what they're doing right now? You're seeing it transpire. You're seeing the rug being rolled out for these people to do the very things that they're doing, because they're standing back saying, man, you know what? What we know from your representatives is not what you're being told. That's why they're so emboldened about what the thing, you know, what the things that they are guilty of right now. They're emboldened to do the things that they're doing in this country. Do I have Ron back?
Yes. Yes, you do.
I do not have Ron. I do have Ron back. Ron, can you go ahead and tell the people? Yes. Can you tell the people what's going on here in the state of Minnesota right now?
Well, the state of Minnesota, this has been going on for possibly 14 to 17 years. In the state of Minnesota, you're seeing smaller, both primarily smaller populations, smaller towns, being gobbled up by immigration, all the way from Wilmer to St. Cloud to Long Prairie to Melrose. They're being Worthington. They're being taken over by the 501c3s who have basically come into these cities on the auspice of the federal government. And they are basically using big corporations, or the big corporations is using the immigration as cheap labor, and they're pushing out the families that have been here for approximately over 100 years. And you're starting to see a slow meltdown of what family traditions and what life was like for the last 150 years. You're starting to see it deteriorate. Christian values are leaving. I mean, that's probably where you're seeing it the most, because we're being undermined in Minnesota because of political correctness, where we can't fight and defend our Christian beliefs, because if we do, we're called haters. Even though this is where we lived, we thrived, we made our bread and butter here, but if we try to defend it, we are considered second-class citizens, the people who live in these small towns. I mean, you think Austin, Minnesota, you think Worthington or St. Cloud, I mean, you dare not to even speak up here, or you're going to be ostracized in your own town. This is the freedom of speech that being taken away from us, or our liberty.
Well, we're seeing that through the big tech companies right now as well. Hey, Ron, I took your advice, and I'm over at the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN, and I went over to number 10, and the tactic that they're using is to raise your voice against discrimination. We can see that that's exactly what's happening in Minnesota through Ilhan Omar and two other Muslim candidates that just won the primaries, along with Keith Ellison. People don't realize that racism was brought up by Saul Alinsky uses, but Leon Trotsky, a Russian revolutionary, who said to basically just browbeat people. And what they're doing, in fact, like Joseph Goebbels said, is just accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. And so many people are led to believe that when they play the victim and they cry racism, that somehow they're the victims. They're not paying attention to the fact that they don't have the shield. They, in fact, have the spear. What say you?
Yeah, well, there's two things. You bring up Trotsky, but the real culprit that we're seeing here is in Minnesota is called the Mayor's Compact of Bigotry and Hate. Six different cities signed on to this contract. Over 300 mayors signed on to it in the United States. If you read the Mayor's Compact called Bigotry and Hate, you will notice in there it identifies Hindus, Sikhs, minorities, Muslims, and Jews, but it does not mention Christians. It keeps them off the hate line list. It keeps them off of any type of anti-discrimination. It only particularly specifies white people that are committing the crimes of hatred onto these minorities. And these cities, like Minneapolis, they have hate lines here. If you say something towards a minority out of anger that they did something, they can call a hate line on you and have you investigated, which we just had last week here in Minnesota. So what you're seeing on number 10 Did you know that that was
written? You got about 10 seconds, Ron.
That was written by two Muslim organizations. Emerge USA was the one who wrote that through the Anti-Defamation. They're taking their first right amendment away from you, right?
Okay, we're going to be right back, friends. Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking to Ron Branstner, former Minuteman on the Arizona border. I got a question for you, Ron. Were you also part of the Department of Homeland Security?
No, I was not.
Oh,
no.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had Phil Haney on the radio with us last week. I thought maybe that's what I did, is I mixed the signal. Forgive me. Let's throw into the equation and make your let's go back to your last point that we got cut off on again. And then I also want to interject Keith Ellison. This is our final segment, and thanks for hanging on with us, Ron. I appreciate it.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
It's all yours.
Which one? Is it Keith Ellison?
No, I wanted you to finish your point from the last segment concerning what's going on here concerning the mayors and their alliance.
Yeah, when the mayors did what they call a mayor's compact, what they did, they signed on to an agreement called hate speech or blasphemy laws. Now, what's important about this is this was written from two Muslim organizations out of a resolution out of the United States called the United Nations called United Nations Resolution 1618. All your listeners better get familiar with what 1618 is, because Hillary Clinton went to a three-day closed-door meeting in 2011 and with the president of Turkey, and she agreed that the blasphemy laws would be brought back to the United States. And if they were, they could basically destroy the First Right Amendment of the Constitution. She could not get that passed in the United States. In 2015, over 50 Democrat congressmen signed on to a resolution called 569, H.R. 569. They couldn't get that passed because it only primarily dealt with Muslims, the blasphemy towards Muslims. So what they did was they changed the wording, and they included, with the Anti-Defamation League, they included Hindus, Jews, and minorities, but they did not include Christians. So when they talk about the blasphemy laws out of the United Nations of 1618, it is now sitting in the House right now called 257. Now, why is this important? The United States Senate, under Mark Rubio and Kamala Harris and Feinstein, they signed on to Senate Resolution 118. It passed the Senate. Anybody who speaks ill of Islam can be federally investigated. It's now sitting in the Congress called House Resolution 257 with the same exact wording that was in the Senate. If that passes, that will pass United Nations Resolution 1618 on the blasphemy laws against Islam, and we will lose our First Right Amendment. If House Resolution 257 passes, you will lose your First Right Amendment. I will not be able to speak about Islam or any other religious organization. Guys like Usama Tocsock, Jerome Hadian, Bill Haney, none of us will be able to speak together. We'll be investigated by the federal government, and if Keith Ellison gets that position, he will enforce that law under the Mayor's Compact in Minnesota, and we will all be thrown in jail, and our First Right Amendment will be even pastors and ministers thrown in jail or fined if this was to pass. Did you know that?
Well, just, you know, to be quite honest with you, Ron, this fire, this persecution that's up and coming, and we're seeing it little by little incrementally through a siege, it's well earned, because instead of speaking up when they should be speaking up, they wait until their, you know, backs are up against the wall, and we'll see how many are actually willing to speak up at that point. But they put themselves in the position that they're in today because they're advocating the very things, by the way, that God condemns. And then when the enemy comes in, a foreign enemy comes in behind what God condemns, they stand back and they try to figure out what's going wrong with our country. Well, you just accepted what God condemned. And when you do that, all of a sudden the judgments of God begin to fall upon your nation. That's what's happening here. And it's as clear as the nose on your face, and it's all happening behind bait and switch, behind sleight of hand. And the American people in this country haven't figured out the political game yet, that they, the circus of politics, that they are the ones being laughed at. I mean, the American people, for some reason or another, think that they have it all in hand and they make fun of their, you know, the politicians they hate the most, when in fact they could care less what you're calling them. The fact of the matter is they're not doing their job. And what we're seeing is our country being basically handed over to a foreign people, which mean to destroy this country. You know, I got to say, Ron, it was interesting when I seen Keith Ellison leave his seat, because when he did that, I knew instantaneously somebody gave him the nod to move on. And I'm just curious, what are you seeing right now in your from your perspective concerning what's going on with Keith Ellison right now? We're being told that that he's losing in the polls concerning him and Wardlow, and we're seeing that people are awake to Keith Ellison. But regardless, we can see the CIA-controlled media pushing the agenda with both him and Walz, wanting both of them to work together to enforce the laws against we the people in the state of Minnesota and at length the United States of America.
Yeah, Keith Ellison, don't call him out. I mean, even though every sign and every yard in Minnesota just about has a Doug Wardlow sign sitting in it, Don't count it out, because we have so much voter fraud in Minnesota. I mean, you look at the voter fraud in Minnesota, just in Hennepin County alone during the election 2 years ago. It was somewhere in the 70 percentile that they had in turnout for voting, where the rest of the state had an average of somewhere around 43%. So, and we lost in the state of Minnesota when it came to the presidential race for Trump. We lost by 44,000 votes because of Hennepin County. So don't be surprised that they don't double and triple their votes down in Hennepin County and be in the 90 percentile or 80 percentile when it comes to vote. Because the war in Minnesota isn't the war amongst Democrats or Republicans. It's St. Paul, Minneapolis against the outskirts. We're being dominated and we're being pushed over and taken over by the big cities in Minnesota, where these people are being controlled and manipulated by the politician with money and political correctness. And it's taking over the rest of Minnesota. And Keith Ellison, he has a track record for many, many years of being a strong socialist or communist or whatever you want to put a label on him. And he can destroy this state very quickly if we put him in the position of power.
Well, that's exactly right, because he's not there for the rule of law. He is definitely working on the behest of special interest groups. Again, no question about it. Regardless of what he's been accused of, it's interesting how he just keeps going forward. And, you know, to be honest with you, I watched the debate between him and Wardlow, and Wardlow is exactly right. I'm not here to do the things that he's talking about. He's here to, you know, continuously push policy, and policy in this country undermines the Constitution. Doug said, that's not my job. And people don't realize that. What I'd like to say is, first of all, Hosea 4:6 says, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I want to say this in ending here, and I'll give you the last couple of minutes. We got about 3 minutes left, Ron. And again, thanks for hanging out with us. You make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And boy, oh boy, does that stand true today. And as I said during the first segment, isn't it interesting? Abraham Lincoln said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. How we have been duped in this country since September 11th is just bewildering to a foreign people. It's bewildering to me, because I got to be honest with you, Ron, I never thought in a million years we would be talking about the things that we're talking about even today. I'm still young. I'm not an old man yet. I'm not that wise yet, but I'm still learning, and I'm still in this fight right now, because I believe what our forefathers gave unto us is worth fighting for. 242 years later, we're still here, my friend, and I know from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible teaches us that if we're willing to fight, God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, but we first have to get in the fight. I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes. It's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. And, you know, for the listeners, we need to understand one thing. And last night I did a presentation on Keith Ellison, and we need to understand that these agendas that are being placed in Minnesota, placed in the nation, and placed throughout the whole world are through an agenda called Agenda 21. Their whole life, from the air you breathe, to the water you drink, to the food you eat, has been mapped out. Even to the politicians, to the political correctness. Agenda 21 maps it out. 90% of the sustainability goals of Agenda 21 have to do with human rights. And you'll notice that when you get guys like Keith Ellison or Omar, who's running for Congress, the only thing they talk about is their feelings, how they feel, how they're being treated. They don't go to any policy. They don't talk about health care. They don't talk about many things. They talk strictly on what the Agenda 21 says, because Agenda 21 is written on 90% of human rights. And so we know who wrote the human rights laws. We know who's following them. And we know that our politicians are involved in implementing these outside the scope of the Constitution by using 501c3, non-elected officials, using their art grant money against us.
And we appreciate you, Ron. Thank you very much for the time. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com. We had Ron Branstner explaining what's going on, not just in Minnesota, but throughout the United States of America. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.